Welcome to the Hustle Sanely podcast, a show inviting you to live a peacefully productive life. I'm your host, Jess Massey, a peaceful productivity coach and planner creator. My mission is to share mindset shifts and peaceful productivity tips that help people with really full lives go from running on fumes to living with intention in every season. You're in the right place if you want to design a life that reflects your actual priorities so you can stop the constant hustle and pursue your goals while prioritizing your well-being. Now, take a deep breath and let's learn how to hustle sanely. Hello, what is up, Hustle Sanely Squad? I am so glad that you're here and I am so excited to do this episode because it has been so highly requested. I did share my full cleaning routine here on the show back in, I can't remember if it was 2021 or 2022. But that was before I became a mom. And so my season of life is totally different now. I wasn't even pregnant, I don't think, when I did that episode. I'm pretty sure. Especially if it was 2021, I definitely wasn't. And you know how we do around here. We tweak our routines to support our season. So today I am going to tell you my full updated cleaning routine. Now, y'all know that our schedules and routines are tools, not chains. This routine does not happen perfectly every day, but following pretty close to this helps me keep our house clean without feeling like I'm chasing chores all day, every day. I can truly say that I don't feel overwhelmed by housework and I don't feel like I'm always behind when it comes to cleaning. I've created routines that help me maintain our home in a way that supports us. And by us, I mean the people that live here, my family. So before I get into sharing my cleaning routine, I want to lay some groundwork. First thing, what works for me may not work for you. So take the fish and spit out the bones. If something does not make sense for you, don't stress about it. Move on and figure out something that can work for you. Second thing, I am a naturally tidy person. Chaos in my home causes my anxiety levels to go through the actual roof. So I am highly motivated to keep my home orderly. I think that's important for you to know. Like, I am a naturally tidy person. I have been since I was a little girl, okay? Another thing, I have determined what matters to me in a clean home for my current season of life. So for reference, I have a husband, two big dogs, and a one-year-old. We live in a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, 1,500-square-foot home. A clean house to me in my current season of life is not shiny baseboards, fingerprint-free mirrors, and no dog hair on the floor. That's not sustainable. Like those standards for my season of life. I've had to decide what clean enough is for me in this season and mentally choose to let go of what doesn't matter to me, or else I would feel like I was chasing chores all day, every day. And then something else that I want to say before we get into my cleaning routine, I have designed this routine to support me. So this routine does not stress me out. It actually does the opposite. It gives me peace of mind because I know that mostly everything that needs to be done to manage and maintain my home has a built-in place in my schedule. I'm never wondering when things are going to get done. And I also never feel guilty when I'm like chilling on the couch or reading or playing outside with my daughter. I'm never like, oh my gosh, I should be doing XYZ instead. Like, I'm able to rest and relax and be present doing that because I'm not worried about housework or whatever. And then the last note before we get into it, my husband is in charge of all the outdoor chores, if you will. So you're not going to hear me talking about any of those. So like mowing, weed eating, raking, picking up the dog poop, pressure washing, like that kind of stuff. That's his domain. So he has his own systems for that. Okay. So as you listen to me share my cleaning routine, keep all the things that I just shared in mind. This is what works for me and my family in our season of life. And my hope in doing this episode is that you glean some sort of inspiration from it. Okay, so I'm going to break this down into time categories. I don't know what else to call them. Time categories, so that it's easy to follow along and kind of imagine. So we're going to do yearly, quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily, okay? And then before I forget, I went ahead and created a Hustle Sanely Home cleaning routine template to go along with this episode that you can snag for a couple bucks. It's an editable Canva document, so you can change it to fit your own needs if you want to. It's a couple pages long. The first couple pages are like a blank version of the template, and then the last couple of pages are the template filled in with my exact cleaning routine. So like what I'm about to share with you in this episode. So I'll link that in the show notes if you want to go download it. But okay, let's go ahead and jump in to my full updated cleaning routine. I am so giddy to talk about this. I don't know what that says about me, but I don't even care. Okay, let's start with yearly. These are the tasks that I do once a year. I pick a day in December every single year, and I do all these tasks at one time since they're only done once a year. So the tasks are, there's not that many: deep clean the washer and dryer. So it's exactly what it sounds like. I flip our mattress and our daughter's mattress, and then I spend time decluttering our digital files and our paper files. So I just go through, you know, stuff gets messy throughout the year, and I organize, delete stuff, shred stuff. Like I just declutter all the files. That's it. Those are the three tasks that I have to do once a year to maintain our home. Okay. So you're going to notice that as we go into like the next time category, the list gets longer. That's because I prefer to do things more often and have them take less time than save them to do them only like a couple times and them take forever. You'll see what I mean as we continue on. So that being said, we're going to move into the quarterly section. So these are the tasks that I need to do once a quarter in our home. So you're going to see where they fit into my schedule when I get to the monthly section. I do not do all of these at once. So like how I told you the yearly tasks that I do, I pick a day and I just do all three of them. I don't do that with the quarterly tasks because there's more of them and that feels overwhelming. So the tasks that I do every quarter, I declutter the clothes in our house, and I do that in March, June, September, and December. I declutter the cabinets and drawers. I do this in January, April, July, and October. I wipe down the fans and the light fixtures, and then I wash the curtains, the inside of the windows, and the blinds, and then I also deep clean the couch and the rugs. I do all that together, and I do that in February, May, August, and November. Okay, so that's my quarterly schedule. Monthly, these are the tasks that I need to do every single month, but I also don't like doing these all at once because it's too daunting and it's too time consuming. Like I said, I prefer to do shorter tasks more often than longer tasks a less amount of times. So every weekend, I do one of my monthly revolving tasks. That's what I call these. They take me 30 to 60 minutes depending on what the task is. You'll get a better idea of how this fits into my weekly schedule when we get to the weekly section next. But these are the tasks that I do. These are what I call my revolving monthly tasks. So the first week of the month, I deep clean the showers. So that gets done once a month. The second week of every month, I wipe down the baseboards and the doors and door frames. So again, that happens the second week of every month. The third week of every month, I deep clean the fridge, the pantry, the stove, and the freezer. So I like take everything out of the fridge, get rid of things that have expired, like wipe everything down and yada, yada, yada. Fourth week of the month, I do my quarterly task. So I shared these earlier. Remember, decluttering clothes is one, decluttering cabinets is another. And then the third one, wiping the fans and the light fixtures, washing the curtains and windows, and then deep cleaning the couch and the rugs. So I do one of those quarterly tasks every fourth week of the month, depending what month it is. Okay. It is me interrupting myself to tell y'all something that I am just so pumped to tell you about. If you've been in the Hustle Sanity community for any amount of time, you have for sure heard me talk about how the Hustle Sanity BFF membership is my favorite part of my job. And guess what? It is almost time for enrollment to open for new members. We open the doors 4 times a year to welcome new members into the membership. And let me tell you, you want to get in on this, okay? Imagine getting to do life with over 400 like-minded women who are all actively creating their version of a peacefully productive life. Yes, it is as incredible as it sounds. So enrollment is open April 1st through the 5th, and then it's going to be closed until July. Our quarter two topic is, it goes perfectly with this episode too, creating a peaceful home environment, designing home systems and routines that support you. So you know how I'm sharing my cleaning routine with you literally right now in this episode? Well, in the BFF membership next quarter, I am going to help you design your very own cleaning routine. And if you're new around here, in a nutshell, the BFF membership is a community-centered coaching membership focused on personal development that you can actually apply to your life. So every month we have a group coaching call centered on a peaceful productivity topic that helps you live with intention in every season. Every single month we get together on Zoom and we have a monthly plan together where we set up our planners and journals for the next month together. It is always so much fun, such a vibe. We share our goals, we share our habits, we share our affirmations. I just love it. We actually, the day that I'm recording this episode, we have our March plan together in 2 hours, and I cannot wait. And then every other week, we have a productivity power hour on Zoom where we get together and we just have focused work time on our own individual things for an hour, but doing it together so that that way it helps hold us accountable to actually like be productive and not scroll on our phones or something. And then every quarter we have a book club meeting on Zoom to chat about the personal development books that we read together to support the topic that we're learning about. It is seriously the best place on the internet, and I cannot wait to have you join us. We are dropping something new in the BFF membership in April, and I can't tell you how excited I am. If you enjoy reading fiction, you're going to be stoked about it too. I'm pretty sure with all the hints I've been dropping over the last month, you know what's coming, but I haven't come out and said it yet. So I'm not going to do that, but I just can't wait. I can't wait. Okay. If this sounds good to you, you can sign up for the waitlist at jessicamassey.com/BFF, and I will email you as soon as the doors open for new members. Go get on the waitlist. You need to be inside the BFF membership. It is where everything good goes down in the Hustle Sanely community. Seriously. Okay, let's get back into the episode. Okay, the next thing that I want to talk about is what happens weekly for my cleaning routine. So there are two pieces to my weekly cleaning routine, since my daily tidy for 15 minutes knocks out so much, which we'll talk about next. The two pieces of my weekly cleaning routine are, number one, my home reset routine. So what this is, once a week, I take like 30 to 40 minutes to reset our home, hence the name, home reset routine. Okay. So I currently do my home reset routine on Fridays. And what I do, the tasks that make up my home reset routine, I tidy all the rooms, as in I put away anything that isn't where it belongs. This usually takes me 5 minutes. I just walk through the house, gather up what is in spots that's misplaced and put it in the right spot. I water the plants. I do this every other week because I realized that watering my plants every week, I was killing them. I was drowning them. I was overwatering them. So I do this every other week, and this usually takes me around 10 minutes. I wash all of the bedding. So this one's hard to say how long it takes because, as I'm sure you can imagine, I don't stand over the washer and wait for it to be done. I just do this throughout the day while I'm doing other things. But I wash our comforter first, then our bedding, the couch blankets, and Everly's bedding next. If I'm out of the house, I'll just communicate to Adam that I need his help switching the loads around like as they finish. So that's the next task that I do. The one after that, I empty the trash cans into the big bin. This takes me under 5 minutes. I just go into every room that has a trash bin and I empty it into our main trash bin that's in the kitchen. And then I take that out to the big trash bin outside. Now, obviously, we take out our kitchen trash bin more than once a week. But this is the time that I go around to all the other rooms, like the little trash cans in the bathroom, the little trash can in my office, like those kinds of things. And I emptied those out. And then the last tasks that I do for my home reset routine is plan our meals and order our groceries. So this usually takes me like 15 to 20 minutes, mostly because we are very simple when it comes to our meals around here. I can do a whole episode on how we meal plan and stuff. If you guys want, just let me know. I do have an entire podcast episode about my home reset routine. It's kind of a little bit older and I've tweaked it since. But it still is helpful. And I also, in that episode, I walk you through how you can design your own home reset routine. It's episode 169, which I will have linked in the show notes for you. So that is the first piece of my weekly cleaning routine, is my home reset routine. I do it every week on Fridays. And then the second piece of my weekly cleaning routine, I kind of already told you, is that revolving task. So these are my monthly revolving tasks. So once a week, I do one of those revolving tasks that I listed earlier in the episode. I either do it on Friday or Saturday. I don't have like a designated day. It just depends on what we have going on as a family that week. So I listed these earlier, but I'm going to recap them now that they're kind of coming into play. So on Friday or Saturday, I do these things that I'm about to list off for you. So the first week of the month is when I deep clean the showers. The second week of the month, I wipe down the baseboards and the doors and the door frames. Third week of the month, I deep clean the fridge, pantry, stove, and freezer. And then the fourth week of the month is when I do one of my quarterly tasks, which again, I'll refresh your memory, decluttering the clothes, decluttering the cabinets, wiping the fans, washing the curtains and windows, deep cleaning the couch and the rugs. Okay. So these take different amounts of time, but I'd say on average, I probably spend 45 to 60 minutes a week on my revolving task. And again, that's either done on Friday or Saturday, just depends on what's going on that week in our home. Now, the revolving task is usually one of my focus three tasks on the Friday or Saturday that I'm doing it on. Okay. So that's an overview of my weekly cleaning routine. And now we're going to get into the daily portion. This is the meat of the episode, best for last, okay? So there are three main pieces to my daily cleaning routine. Number one is Hustle Sanely 5 Tidy for 15 Minutes routine. Number two is my home opening routine. And number three is my home closing routine. And so now I'm going to break down each one of these for you. So Hustle Sanely 5 Tidy for 15 Minutes routine. So what this is, Tidy for 15 Minutes is a part of a daily routine called Hustle Sanely 5. If you've never heard me talk about that, you must be new here. Hello. You can listen to episode, I believe it's 169 of the podcast. I'll link it in the show notes. But the Tidy for 15 Minutes habit is one that is my saving grace for keeping my home clean without having to dedicate hours to cleaning on the weekend like I used to. Y'all, I literally set the timer on my phone for 15 minutes in whatever area of my house I'm focusing on that day. I just do as much as I can in that room in 15 minutes. So when do I do this? I usually do my tidy for 15 minutes in the mornings, but I don't have a specific time, just wherever it kind of makes sense in the flow of our mornings. So I do have like a weekly HS5 Tidy for 15 schedule. I'm going to share it with you. This is just what works best for me, is having like a focus of my house each day of the week. So on Mondays, I focus my 15 minutes on our bedroom and bathroom. They're connected. On Tuesdays, I focus my 15 minutes on the kitchen and the laundry room. On Wednesdays, I focus on Everly's room and her bathroom, which is also like our guest bathroom. Thursdays, I focus on my office. Friday is when I do my home reset routine. Like that kind of replaces my tidy for 15 minutes. And then Saturday, I do my living room and my dining room. And then Sunday is a rest day. Like I don't do anything on Sundays. I personally observe English, what? A Sabbath. So I don't like have pre-planned cleaning on Sundays. So If it's a day where I focus on multiple areas, like Mondays, how I said I focus on our bedroom and our bathroom area, I flip which of the two spaces gets my best attention every week. So one week, I'll set the timer and focus on the bathroom area more. So probably around like 11 or 12 minutes of the 15 would be spent on the bathroom. I'll wipe the toilet, the sinks, the shower, the mirrors, the cabinets, the floors, boom, 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 just like get it done. And then I'll do a quick dust and vacuum of the bedroom and I'm good to go. Then the following week on Monday, I would flip it. So I'd focus more of my energy on the bedroom. So I'd wipe the mirror that we have in there, dust the like Papasan chair and the shelves in my reading corner. And then I would spend like the last 4 or 5 minutes quickly wiping the toilets, the sinks, and yada, yada, yada. Okay. And so that's like the pattern that I do for the area when I have more than one area that I'm focusing on. So like when I do Everly's bedroom and Everly's bathroom, same thing. When I do the laundry room and the kitchen, same thing. So I literally set the timer and just get to work and do whatever that room needs. Like whatever room I'm working in, it varies depending on what the room has. So if there's mirrors, I'll wipe the mirrors. I'll dust tables. I will Swiffer the floors. I will wipe cabinets. I will wipe the stove, like whatever I need to do. Most people think that 15 minutes is not enough time to get anything substantial done, but you would be amazed at what you can accomplish in a focused 15-minute period. I actually got a DM on Instagram a few weeks ago that just fits so perfectly into this conversation, so I want to share it here. The DM said, "Just wanted to say thank you for creating the best planners. 2024 has been the year that I've been slowly implementing HS5, and it is truly crazy how much cleaning you can get done in 15 minutes. I get so overwhelmed sometimes that I don't know where to start, and setting the timer for 15 minutes really helps. I've been working out consistently and taking more time for me, and I just want to say thank you." Shout out to you for making my day, Emma. Thank you so much for sending me that on Instagram. The part that I want you to take away from that is how she was amazed that she is able to get so much cleaning done in a focused 15-minute period. Do not knock the 15 minutes a day until you try it. It really adds up and keeps me from having to spend 3 to 4 hours deep cleaning all at once every weekend, like going through every room of the house. That's what I used to do before I started doing my tidy for 15 minutes, and I dreaded it so much. So that is the first part of my daily cleaning routine. Second part is my home opening routine. I briefly touched on this in last week's episode, but what it is a few tasks that I do in the morning to just kind of like open our home and make it more peaceful for the day ahead. So when do I do it? Usually I do it right after I finish my morning routine, and it usually takes me like 7 to 10 minutes in total. So not a long time at all. The tasks that I do to open my home for my home opening routine, I start a load of laundry. I do a load of laundry about every other day. I unload the dishwasher. We run the dishwasher about every other day. That's what works for us because I, like I said earlier in the episode, prefer to do things more often, but have them take less time. Like I get less overwhelmed if I have to do dishes every other day, but it's like a small load to put away. If I open the dishwasher and see like a full load that I have to put away, it just makes me stressed out. I don't know. That's just what works for us. So again, I'm going to start from the top. The tasks that I do for my home opening routine: start a load of laundry, unload the dishwasher, start our essential oil diffusers, make the beds. Adam usually makes our bed because he gets up last, and that's our rule, but I will like go, putting this in air quotes, make Everly's bed. Her bed's pretty easy to make because there's not a lot going on in there. And then I run the robot vacuum. So that is my home opening routine. And then my home closing routine, these are a few tasks that I do in the evening to help our home just like be more peaceful for the evening so that whenever I go to bed, I can wake up to just like a tidy home and I'm not like stressed when I wake up. So when I do this, I pretty much do this after Everly goes to bed. She goes to bed at 7, and it usually takes me 10 to 15 minutes depending on if I have a load of laundry to fold or not. So like I said, I do laundry every other day. So I do the following tasks in my home closing routine. I put away any loose items. So if there's like a piece of mail sitting on the kitchen counter or a hat, Adam's hat, or Everly, a toy from Everly on the floor, like I'll put those things where they need to go. I start the dishwasher, Swiffer the floors, fluff up the couch, sort any mail that needs attention. So we have like our own little like mail sorting system. So I put the mail where it needs to go and then fold and put away laundry. Now, if my husband isn't working, he works two nights a week, I'll do the laundry while he's cooking dinner. But if it's a night that he works, I will do this after Everly goes to bed most of the time. So like I said, I personally like to run the dishwasher every other-ish night and do a load of laundry every other day because then it doesn't take much time to put dishes away or fold clothes and put those away. I like having smaller loads of things and doing them more often throughout the week than having fewer bigger loads of things. It's just it feels less stressful to me. But if that doesn't work for you, don't do that, okay? And then two other things that we do as a family throughout the day that are worth mentioning. After each meal, we wipe the kitchen counters, we wipe Everly's high chair, and we put all the dishes from the meal into the dishwasher. We do not even have to think about doing these things. They are just a habit at this point. So that's one of the things that we do as a family throughout the day. And then the second one, right before Everly's nap, we pick up any toys that are around the house and put them away. Otherwise, our dogs will chew them up or we will trip on them and get frustrated. So to recap, day to day, I have my home opening routine, Hustle Sanely 5, tidy for 15 minutes routine, home closing routine, nap time pickup, and kitchen cleaning throughout meal times. In total, I would say all of this with all of our meals, nap times, all three of the routines I told you about usually takes me 45 minutes a day, 45 to 50 minutes. But since it's spread throughout the day, it does not feel overwhelming. It's a few minutes here and there instead of one big exhausting chunk of time. And it works for me, okay? And there you have it, you guys. That is my entire updated cleaning routine. I hope this was helpful. And don't forget, in the show notes, I linked a cleaning routine template to go along with this episode if you want to download that. Here is to all of us having peaceful homes, not chasing after chores all day long, and not freaking out if someone stops in unannounced, because our home is peaceful. It's tidy. They can come on in whenever they want, but also boundaries. You know what I mean? So anyway, I love you so much. I will talk to you next week, and I hope you have the best day ever.